60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, we've all been there before. You log on to your social media, hoping to see maybe some funny videos or memes or anything just to distract you from the stress of everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And you scroll down, and all you get is an endless stream of people sharing baby photos.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Look, everybody, here's six-month-old Brendan rolling on a carpet.
Yeah.
Here's six-month-old Brendan rolling on a different carpet.
Oh.
There's
here's
Brendan again.
Six-month-old Brendan gnawing on an electrical cord.
No,
isn't he adorable?
Brendan.
Well, on average, parents share about 2,500 pictures of their kids from the moment they arrive until the age of 5, which for some people might be a little bit too much. And if you're tired of babies flooding your news feed, now I guess there's a solution. There's an app called Baby Blocker.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What? Don't block
the
babies.
Even the name is sad. Come on.
Baby Blocker automatically scans your entire news feed for any baby photos. And if it detects one, it will swap the image out for other things you might like.
I thought it was just a new form of birth control.
Yeah. For example, it could replace the baby photos with random images of tacos or sports cars.
Ooh.
Or Betty White.
Oh,
Betty
yeah.
White.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of a baby.
Yeah. Well, kind of going back to baby form eventually.
So, think what images you would want to replace babies with in your newsfeed. Just selfies of yourself.
That is,
all my
that
friends
would
love
be
me.
So
yeah,
vain.
This is
all my
so
friends
cool.
Are posting selfies.
Here
crazy.
I am, learning to walk.
Yeah. Text in 78592. Are you going to download the new Baby Blocker app? Are you
no.
tired of seeing the babies in your timeline? Text it in 78592. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If we get it wrong, we get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last, and it's a Jeff wild card.
Ooh, it's been
so
a while.
Jeff, are you going to pick yourself today?
Oh. I'm tempted to, but maybe let's go with...
Ask himself the question
that he knows the answer to.
And he gets it wrong.
Let's go with Jose today. This is a good question right. for Jose.
Okay.
No question's a good question.
That means you're going to get it wrong.
Grab the shock caller while he puts that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
Every day, we're all tempted to eat bad foods.
Yes.
But boring people like doctors and nutritionists say we shouldn't because it's, quote, bad for our health, or it's going to make us gain a lot of weight and we could die earlier. Whatever. That's why a recent survey asked the question, if you could eat one food every single day for the rest of your life without suffering any of the consequences,
oh, God.
What would it be?
Oh, so many options.
I know.
And they found the 10 most popular answers. So quick, right now, say any number between 5 and 1, and
six.
I'll give you one of the answers.
Oh.
Between 5 and
oh,
1,
sorry.
Jose.
I said quick.
Oh, God.
You're already
four.
Getting it wrong. Four.
Yeah, four.
So 4 is Mexican food. Mm. Tacos, burritos, anything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, you have to tell me the rest of the top 5 answers in no particular order.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so are they all groups of food, or are there specific foods? Because well, Mexican food is a group.
Yeah, but...
I was thinking instantly mac and cheese.
Really? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I was instantly
pasta
thinking...
all day,
no,
every day.
Pizza. Pizza.
Yeah, that's
pizza.
Definitely
oh,
it.
It's so good. And the other thing that I can't get enough of, cheeseburgers.
Here, I gave
oh,
you.
A good bacon cheeseburger is so amazing.
Oh,
or a blue
yes.
cheeseburger.
Blue cheese, you say? That's my
or
jam.
French fries. I mean, that's another one. French fries come with cheeseburgers, and you can't just have one of those bad boys.
So he's got to get 3, 2, and 1?
5, 3, 2, and 1.
5, 3, 2, okay.
The thing that's frustrating me now is because I wish I would have chose a different number, or I wish I could choose another one, because I don't know if they're all groups.
Yeah,
like, if I could say Italian?
You can't just say American food. I mean, that's everything,
American,
right?
American, Chinese,
like,
Italian.
Well, you got Mexican
Greek.
Food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to give you another hint right now.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you numbers 10 through 6 from the survey.
Oh,
that's
thank
helpful.
You. That'll help me a lot.
Number 10 is chips.
Okay.
Number 9 is cake. Number 8 is donuts.
Oh, yeah.
7 is French fries.
Yep.
And 6 is pasta.
See, pasta, that was, okay. I would
so now tell
cheese.
Me the rest of
okay.
the top 5.
Okay.
Oh, French fries already taken.
Okay, pizza, I'm locking in.
Okay.
That is for sure. Everyone can agree.
And you have to say cheeseburgers. Okay, Mike.
Yeah.
I love junk food. Down. The other thing that I can't get enough of, ice cream.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to eat ice cream every day? Everyone.
I know.
If you don't want to eat ice cream every day, there is something wrong with you. other than you are healthy.
I got to think of things that are unhealthy too, right? These have to all be things that have tons of calories that are really bad for you. So ice cream.
Which should be easy for you.
And things that you would want to eat every single day. Maybe it has a little variety in it too.
We know not salad. Okay. Wait,
thank you.
I'm going pizza, cheeseburgers, ice cream, and I want to just say candy.
You could do that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can.
Throw candy in there. Or chocolate. Chocolate wasn't on the list.
But isn't chocolate candy?
No, chocolate doesn't count as candy. Chocolate's its own thing.
Okay, chocolate. I'm going chocolate over candy.
A recent survey found the top 10 foods that people said they would love to eat every day for the rest of their life if they didn't have to suffer any of the physical consequences. You had to name the top five. Number five was chocolate.
Yeah! Thank you, Brooke!
You got that one right. Number four, which you got given to you, was Mexican food. Three on the list was ice cream.
Yes!
You got that one right.
Let's go!
Number two, burgers.
Yes!
You got that one right.
Pizza.
And the number one food that people say they would eat every single day for the rest of their life if they didn't suffer any of the consequences is
pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah! How did we do that?
Yeah, because we're fat kids.
That's right.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Don't come at us with junk food.
Yeah, dude.
Shot caller over to Jeff since you got it right. And somebody wanted to hear Sexy Can I by Ray J. So, Jeff, whenever you're ready.
I'm so hungry now.
This thing is so loose.
Yeah, because I have a fat neck. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Sexy can I just pot in my manners? Girl, how you shake it, gotta play it like... Ah!
Good timing on that.
Wow.
That was so good.
It's dramatic. Right.
Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Move at 92.5.